Today we heard the most powerful and consoling description of Jesus Christ. It is powerful and consoling because he describes himself as a loving, caring, compassionate, and willing to sacrifice himself for the sake of others. Jesus tells us, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." He always reminds us that he will take care of us, protect us, and will never leave us alone. A good shepherd is like that. Jesus Christ is like that. St. Thomas Aquinas said, "It is evident that the name of shepherd suits Christ, for just as the shepherd leads his fold to the pasture, Christ feeds his flock with a spiritual food, his own body and blood. He, as a good shepherd, started from his birth, being an Emmanuel, God is with us, all his public life, who gave everything for his sheep, and finally until his redeeming death and resurrection. As a good shepherd, we follow Jesus' voice, and he made these three promises. He promised them everlasting life. If they accept him and follow him, they will have the life of God in them. Jesus also promised them a life that would no end. Death would not be the end, but the beginning. They would know the glory of indestructible life. Jesus promised a life that was secure. Jesus said that nothing would snatch them out of his hand, not even sorrow and death, since he is everlasting life itself. Our lives are safe in his hands. So my sisters and brothers, listen to his voice. Follow him, Jesus the Good Shepherd. We cannot be cold and indifferent to his voice. We either listen and follow or ignore him. And for those who accept him as Lord and Savior, he offers peace, contentment, happiness, and security of an ending life with God. He will bring us to green pastures, protects us from the wolf of the world, and takes care of us as we journey towards the Father's place, to everlasting life in the kingdom of heaven. So listen and follow the Good Shepherd. We will never be lost and abandoned. He will protect us.